Good morning, Zoe, and welcome to day 10 of our fast and devotional, and our final day of our fast as well. So congratulations for being faithful to this commitment. I definitely appreciate it personally, but I personally believe that collectively there's been some shifts spiritually in terms of us all drawing closer to God. And so I appreciate participating with this fast with you. A couple things I want to bring to your attention before I get into the devotional. One, this Sunday, we're going to be live streaming a children's ministry program beginning at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. children's ministry. It'll go for about 20 minutes or so, but make sure if you have children to be watching intently, because we'll be starting that. And then, of course, at 10 a.m. will be our intercessory prayer. And then at 10:30, we'll continue the live streaming with our regular service there. We wanted to bring that to your attention. And also this Friday, we're going to at 7:30 be streaming our prayer meeting. So from 7:30 to 10, we'll be doing our late night prayer. We'll be streaming that. And so we invite you, you can certainly pray with us any way you choose to do it, but we encourage you to live stream with us for that late night prayer meeting. And with that said, I have some encouraging words for you. And really the encouraging word that I want to give to you is this: to not forsake assembling together. There's actually a passage of scripture that refers to that, but I want to talk about it briefly before I go there, because as much as we appreciate the technology we have to communicate and stay connected, and I hope you're enjoying our live stream services, and I'm happy that so many other churches are making their service accessible through that. That really isn't the primary way that we should be connecting. We should be connecting in person. And my prayer is that when this is over, that we, as quickly as we can, gather together physically. There's a particular blessing that is connected with physically gathering together. The online tool is a great tool to supplement, but if you think that church is just a sermon and an A and B selection, you don't really know what church is. Church is far more dynamic than that. As a church, the church is not a building. A church is a living organism, and it involves people, and we have to be connected. And that physical connection is actually vitally, vitally important. So go with me quickly to Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 24 and also look at verse 25. It says this: "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. That's verse 24. Well, how do we do that? Verse 25, it says this: "Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So we stir one another to love and good works by us assembling together physically, which is what it's talking about. And what the verse says is that we should do this more and more as we see the day approaching. That is the day in which Jesus Christ returns. And one of the things that this pandemic signals is that the day of Christ is quickly approaching. The pandemic is a pestilence, and that's noted in the scripture. Jesus talks about that as one of the signs that are leading up to his appearing in the future. That is, it's a birth pain. Right. And it's telling us, baby, basically the baby's about to get here. And so we need to be encouraged with that while we are embracing each other through a virtual community, this is not the primary way that God intended for us. And so, in other words, don't get too comfortable with this. As much as we want you to enjoy it now, don't get so comfortable with it that you lose the value of coming together. If anything, this experience of having to be away from each other, if anything, what it's done for me is help me to be appreciative and thankful and grateful for the opportunities we have to gather together. So I encourage you, Zoe, that the Lord is good, and that this is temporary for us, and that a time is coming soon where we can gather together again. And I'm encouraging you to come and join and gather with us as we do that. But in the meantime, I will definitely see you on Sunday virtually. Be blessed, be encouraged, be wise, and know that the Lord is with us.